Amen. See, it is an honor to be here tonight. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And we do recognize tonight that without the Lord, all is in vain. That's we need right. His help. We need His touch and Amen. His presence this week. And that's my heart's desire and prayer. I don't want to just come and take up your time this week. I really want God to meet with us Amen. And to give us what we stand in need of from His Word. If you have your places in your Bible tonight, Isaiah chapter number 6. Where the Lord seems to have directed my heart for tonight's service. And I pray that the Lord would just help us in the meeting. We sure need a manifestation of His presence. And just pray the Lord would help us tonight from His Word. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Amen. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips. And thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Let's bow our heads and hearts before the Lord. I'm going to ask you, Pastor, if he will, to pray for us, that the Lord would use us tonight in a special way in this service.
Father in heaven, we're thankful for the privilege to be back in the house of God tonight. We're grateful for the opportunity to start revival meeting. And Lord, we're praying for revival. We're praying that you meet with your
Lord,
people.
Please help
we're praying, dear God, you speak to souls, you draw sinners, you draw saints, and Lord, we draw up closer to you. Father, I pray you'd anoint Brother Worth and encourage him in the Spirit. Lord, I pray you'd use him in power, and Lord, remind him of the things he's thought about and studied. Lord, I pray that you'd use him in a mighty way, and you'll get glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, you may be seated tonight. I appreciate you standing to honor the reading of the Word of God. The book of Isaiah chapter 6, we find the ministry of Isaiah is brought into view. We find a man that's been called by the Lord, a man that's been cleansed for the ministry, a man that's given a commission to go into the world and declare the truths of the Word of God. In this chapter, we find Isaiah taking a Godward look as we behold it revealing that he had a supreme Lord. He took an inward look and he saw his own sinful life. Then we note that he took an outward look and he saw the necessity of the service and labor that he had for the Lord. God has reminded us all, I believe that's still where it begins, is taking a look Godward to look at the Lord tonight, see who he is and be reminded of who he is. So we'll be reminded of who we are and how desperately we need him and how we need to be busy about our Lord's business. We note in verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. I'll look at that verse tonight. I'm going to preach with the help of God on the fact he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne tonight. This verse gives us a great contrast between the earthly distress at that present time and also the eternal dominion of our great God. The earthly king may have died, but the eternal king was still on his throne. Now, I'm very grateful tonight. It may be a dark day and it may be a difficult day. And it might be a time that we are struggling in many ways, but I'm very thankful that the Lord is still on the throne in 2024. As I think about this in the passage of Scripture, Isaiah saw an astonishing view of God's person. He saw the Lord lifted up. He saw an accurate view of God's position. He saw in the Word of God here the throne of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know he saw an amazing view of God's place, that is the heavenly temple, that the train filled the temple at that time. The throne room was marked by worship in verse 3. It was marked by his word, and it was also marked by his witness in verse number 4. In verse 1, the Lord is seen on high. As we go on down, we see that not only is he seen on high, but in verse 2 and 3, he's seen in his holiness. And God has reminded us all, he's still a holy God tonight. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He sits on a holy throne in the midst of a holy heaven. He's surrounded by the holy angels. Thank God tonight we still have a holy and a righteous God. And I praise him and I give him glory tonight. And I praise God for that. Now, as we travel through the truths of these first three verses, also look at something tonight. We see how it goes, the scene from the gloom of death to the glory of the divine. Thank God, I'm glad that we can see that in the midst of all the hardship, there was still a God that could move on the heart of Isaiah in this passage of Scripture. And the same God that moved his heart in this text is the same God that can move you and I tonight closer to him as we seek the face of God. I'm very thankful for that. It begins with loss, but it quickly turns to the Lord. It goes from hurting hearts to heavenly hallelujahs. And I want to say there's still a God that's able to do that. We recognize who that he is tonight, and we give him the glory that's due unto his name. The Bible said that the earthly king Uzziah may have vacated his throne, but the Lord was still seated on his in the heavenlies, and I thank God for that. The Bible declares that the whole earth is full of his glory. Isn't that a blessing? I'm thankful tonight that he's still God, and I praise him for that. These days may be difficult on earth, but it reminds us the sun is still shining in the glory world tonight. We know the Holy Scriptures, according to the Word of God, that Isaiah saw the Lord Jesus, I believe, sitting upon a throne. John 12, verse 41 said, "These things saith Isaiah, when he saw his glory and he spake of him." And so now I praise the Lord that he's still on the throne. I want to give you a few points tonight in the message on the fact that he's still on the throne tonight. Just to remind us all that he's not lost his power. He's not lost his position. He's still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think tonight. And we can give him praise and glory. I say number one tonight, we have a supreme Lord that's still seated on the throne. Amen. Praise God tonight. All power is given to him. Matthew 28:18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And so tonight as I stand before you, I'm thankful we have a God that's still the King of all kings and still the Lord of all lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he has all power tonight. Some 85 times in the King James Bible, he's referred to by that title, Lord Jesus Christ. As Lord tonight, we identify him as our master. As Jesus, we see him as our mediator. And as Christ, he's seen as the promised Messiah that would come. The Lordship of Christ is not only tied to his position, it's tied to his divine person. You can't separate it because that's who that he is tonight. And so I thank God for that. In Isaiah 6, he was on the throne, and I don't say he's still on the throne today. In Revelation chapter 4, we'll find our Bible beginning with these words, "After this," after the consummation of the church age of Revelation 2 and chapter number 3, when it's ran its course, we know that God will still be on his throne. Amen. Because Revelation 4 and verse 8 said, "And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty," which was, by the way, back in the days of Isaiah, which is during the days that are spoken of and even now, and which is to come. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that all eternity we have a God that's still on his throne tonight. That's a supreme God tonight that we're talking about. We're talking about the all-knowing, the all-wise, and all-powerful God that you and I serve tonight. He is higher than the highest and greater than the greatest. And I thank God that I know him as my Savior tonight. And so thank God we have a supreme Lord that's upon the throne. He has all power in his omnipotence. In his great power, he stepped out by the power of his word and spoke all things into existence. That's how great my God is tonight. And so I praise the Lamb of God tonight that he is my Lord. He is my Savior. And even in this present hour, he's upholding all things by the word of his power. The reason everything stays in its natural course is not because of Mother Nature. Oh, no. It's because we have a Lord that's still on the throne. And I praise his name and I give him glory. So he is the supreme Lord tonight. He's above all other lords. And I thank him and I praise him. Secondly, I will say we still have a saving Lord that's still on the throne. That deals with His ability to pardon the sinner. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. See, He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is immaculate in His holiness, and yet He is approachable in His grace. Isn't that the wonder of all wonders, that He can be entirely holy, and yet He bids the sinner come? I don't know about you, but I was a bankrupt, broken sinner when I made my way to the foot of the cross and took Christ to be my Lord and Savior. I don't say thank God. I found out not only by hearing, but I found out by experience that He is a saving Lord. He can save you. He can set you free. He'll save your soul and save your life. And I thank God we have a saving Lord that's still on the throne. I'm talking about from the uttermost to the guttermost. He's able to save the sinner that will believe on Him. He's able to save the Hebrew, and He's able to save the heathen at the same time. He's able to save the religious as well as those who are rebellious. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus is a very religious man. But thank God, I'm glad he found out that you must be born again. And so it don't matter if you're religious or rebellious. Thank God the Savior's able to save you if you'll come unto Him and take Him by faith. We know that Bible teaches in John chapter 4 that He's able to save those that are rebellious. There's a woman that's had 5 husbands living in a shacked up condition, and the Lord deals with her about her sin before He ever gave her the opportunity to be saved. You see, oftentimes, that's overlooked in these days of which we live. I will say, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish, was the message of Christ. And it's still the message of the hour of which you and I are living in. So, she asked for the water, but He wouldn't give her the water until He dealt with the fact of her living situation in that vile, wretched, sinful condition. But oh, when she got guilty, and she recognized her lost estate, He offered her the water of life, and she responded to Him, and her life got forever changed. Hallelujah. I'm glad whether you're religious or rebellious, the grace of God is able to save you tonight. The Lord's still able. He's still willing, and He still wants to. He's willing to, and He will, if you'll come unto Him the way the Word of God tells you to come and take Him as your Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, He can save anybody and everybody, but He saves everyone by the grace of Almighty God. And so I thank the Lord He saves us from sin's penalty the moment that we take Him as our personal Savior. He saves us from the power of sin daily as we yield to Him and we live for Him. And He saves us from sin's presence at the coming of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad there's going to come a day that I lay aside this whole robe of flesh and thank God receive a new glorified body that's fashioned in His likeness and His image. And I'll never have to go to the Lord again and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've let you down again. I'm sorry. I've got in my flesh. Oh, no, friend, there's coming a time that we'll be delivered from this present evil world. And what a joy it is to know that tonight. Thank God we have a saving Lord that's still on the throne. His cross was His plan. His cross was His passion. And His cross tonight, thank God, He is the propitiation for our sins at the cross. 1 John 2:2, one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. He said, and He is the propitiation for our sins. I'm glad, thank God, He did something that's sufficient for my sin and for your sin in the service tonight. But oh, He didn't stop there. He said He's also the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. I'm thankful red, yellow, black, or white, they're all precious in the sight of the Lord. I'm thankful there's not a sinner that cannot be saved unless they choose to not be saved. Oh, what a joy it is to know the offer goes to all. The righteous, royal, redeeming blood of Jesus Christ has paid the debt at Calvary. Hallelujah. A way's been made in the holiest, and He can save the vilest of sinners that'll come unto God by Him. I'm rejoicing tonight, beloved. And we have a saving Lord that's still on the throne. And I give Him glory, I give Him honor, and I give Him praise. A few Sundays ago at the church, I was preaching the Word of God. And I didn't realize a young man that lived a troubled life sitting in the far back corner of the service that day. He had been permanently expelled from school because of some things he's involved in. Oh, I began to preach the gospel that morning. The power of God filled the place. I'm telling the invitation came, and that young boy walked the aisle and called on the Lord, trembling under old time conviction, and took Christ to be his Lord and Savior. I want to say hallelujah. I'm thankful in 2024 that saving Lord that's still on the throne is able to save everybody and anybody that will come unto God by Him tonight. Hallelujah. This amazing thing, his dad stood up and testified. He said, I pulled in the parking lot of the church we've been attending. He said, the Holy Ghost said, not today, sir. You need to go to Scottville. And he said, I've never seen him before in my time of being past there nearly 10 years. And they pulled in the parking lot, and he said, I just want to say thank God that the Lord led me here today. And he said, my boy got saved by the grace of God. And they've been back just about every service since. I say hallelujah. There's a saving Lord that's still on the throne. And he's still able to save sinners tonight. And so you that are in this service, you're burdened for a loved one, burdened for a friend, a co-worker, maybe a family member. I just want to stop by and remind you tonight that we have a God that's still able to save them. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, maybe they've gone too far. I tell you, they ain't nobody gone so far. The grace of God can't rescue them. Thank God, if they're willing to turn to Him and trust Him, He'll save every sinner that'll come by the way of the cross. And I praise His holy name and I give Him glory. Well, He's a saving Lord that's on the throne tonight. I want to say number three, we have a supplicating Lord that's still on the throne. That deals with the fact He's our advocate in prayer. I don't know about you, but I'm glad 1 John 2:1 said, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I have an advocate tonight with my Heavenly Father. And it's Christ who intercedes on our behalf in the heavenly country tonight. You see, He is our helper in heaven, whereas the Holy Spirit of God is our helper in dwelling us here on this earth. And I'm very thankful tonight that my helper in heaven's praying on my behalf. Yes. I really can't fully wrap my mind around that, but no, He prays for every saint of God. He's praying for me and He's praying for you if you've been saved by His marvelous grace. And so what a joy it is to know we have an advocate with the Father. He intercedes for us in heaven and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us while we're here on this earth. The Bible said in Romans 8, verse 26 and 27, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that He's praying according to the will of God for my life. And the Lord Jesus is praying according to the will of God for my life tonight in this service. You see, somebody's pulling for you and praying for you if you're saved. You may feel like that nobody cares. I want to tell you again tonight, there's a Savior in heaven that cares for you personally. Hallelujah. You say, nobody knows how I feel. Well, the Bible says He's in all points likewise tender. Yes, we are. Yeah, without sin, He knows how you feel. Thank God, I'm thankful He's been there. He walked that way up Calvary's Hill. He's faced what you and I have faced in this life. And He came out the other side victorious. Praise His name tonight. I'm thankful He knows where you are. And He knows exactly what you need tonight, and He's praying for you in heaven. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, that ought to bless our hearts tonight, just to know that we have a supplicating Lord that's still on the throne in the glory world tonight. He's still there, and He's still calling out to His Father on behalf of you and I. And the one thing about Him, you know, in this life, our supplication, it comes short at best we do. I don't say His supplication always reaches the throne of His Father. I'm glad He's never prayed one prayer that the Father said, I didn't hear you, son. Every prayer He's ever prayed, thank God we know it's rang the prayer bells of heaven, so to speak, tonight. And the Father hears and He answers. So I'm thankful tonight that even when I can't pray. Anybody ever been in a place where you just really didn't even know how to pray? You're so overwhelmed, your heart's just grieving, and it's calling out to God. And sometimes I've been in a place all I could go in the prayer place and say is, oh God, oh Father, would you help me? I don't even know the words to say, but I'm thankful tonight when I don't have the words and I don't know the words. Thank God He's praying the right words. He's praying the right prayer. He's doing what's best for me. Isn't it a joy to know that in Madisonville, Kentucky, there's a Savior in heaven that's on the throne tonight, and He's got you personally on His mind. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I like to pray for my church as a pastor, and I think that's part of being a pastor. I won't say my prayers come way short of what His prayers can do. I'm thankful that He's still on the throne praying for us tonight. Well, number four, I'm glad we have a speaking Lord that's still on the throne. We have a God that's still communicating His will and His word to mankind. This is dealing with how He's authoritative in His proclamations. John 7:46, the officers answered, never man spake like this man. Hey, they heard a lot of men speak during their day, but they never heard a man like that one. And can I just tell you, if you've ever heard His voice, you know, hey, it's a voice unlike any other. Thank God. He speaks in that still, small voice of the Holy Spirit, but He speaks through the Holy Scriptures. And I'm thankful tonight for the voice of God that's speaking to us tonight through the pages of His holy word. Amen. As I think about the word of God, Christ Himself is both the word of God and the wisdom of God personified. And isn't that a blessing to know? I'm glad tonight that we have the living Word of God in Jesus Christ. But we also have the living Word of God before us in its printed page. And I'm thankful for my Bible tonight. The Bible said that Christ is God's last Word to mankind. It's either you come through what the Bible says or you're not going to come at all. There is no other way to God but the Bible way to come to know God. You see, faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How are they going to know if they never hear? Paul reasoned that in Romans chapter number 10 when he said, how should they call on Him in whom they've not believed? And how should they believe on Him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? How important is preaching today? How important is the printed page? How important is the Bible? How important are missionaries? I'm going to tell you, friend, it's of the utmost importance. That is the chief business of the church, is to distribute the Word of God throughout the world by any means that we can to let this world know Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I'm glad He's still talking tonight. I'm glad God's not silent. Since God's still speaking through His Word, isn't it wonderful to know we can still have revival in a personal measure this week? In fact, if we don't have revival, it won't be God's fault. It'll be our fault for not humbling ourselves before the Lord and acknowledging our great desperate need of the Lord. You see, we don't want to fall in that Laodicean mindset of the last days where we say we're increasing goods and have need of nothing. Oh, no. We want to recognize that we are in desperate, dire need of God. We need Him to satisfy the hungry and the thirsty soul that you and I have before the Lord. And so tonight, if we'll just listen to His voice and we'll obey the Lord, I'm thankful there's a God that can revive us again that His people may rejoice in the hallelujah. You say, do you still believe revival is possible? If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Amen. What's the purpose of preaching revival meeting if you don't believe revival is possible? I know revival is possible. God blessed us to have a revival broke out in our church last year that went for a solid month. Brother Tommy Wentzel, Brother Barry Rackley, and Brother James Jones. God used those men throughout the meeting for a month long. 15 people got saved, and by the grace of God, they're still in there serving God. Isn't it a blessing God's able to do that? And I want to tell you, friend, it came on the eaves of difficulty and dark days and discouraging days and distressing days. Days that I almost felt like giving up, but thank God I'm glad that I just stayed with the Word of God and kept preaching. Preaching when it was high and preaching when it was low. And just obeying God. And then just out of nowhere, seemed like God moved on the scene. God began to do a work, and from that day to this day, God's been working.
Amen.
I'm glad God's able to do that for you here in Madisonville, Kentucky, this week because He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. And so praise God tonight. Well, the Bible said this in Hebrews chapter 1, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past of the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Today God is still communicating His Word and His will through the Scriptures and the Spirit of God to you and I in the service tonight. Well, you say, preacher, how is the Lord talking to us? Well, the Spirit of God will never speak contrary to the Scriptures. There are a lot of things ascribed to the Spirit of God in this hour that we know are not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Scriptures denounce what are being declared to be done in the Holy Spirit of God. And so I'm thankful that we have a Bible that we can try the spirits by.
Amen.
To see if they be of God, and we understand that. You know, in this revival this week, I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to believe what the Word of God has to say.
Amen.
You see, I am not inerrant and I am not infallible. I'm a human being. And my friend, I'm saved by the grace of God. I try to serve Him, try to do His will. But the best of my abilities, I come short and I fail the Lord daily. But I'm thankful tonight He never fails.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that the Bible is always faithful. And I praise His holy name. I'm all for standing for the Word of God. I'm all for doing all that we can, while that we can. Because there's going to come a time we may not be able to do what we're doing tonight. The way we do it, time, naturally speaking, our lives will swiftly pass us. We'll all come to the conclusion of our days in this life. When we come to the end of it, we're going to wish we'd done more for Jesus. We'll wish we'd have died out to self more and lived in the Spirit of God more. I don't think anybody's going to regret serving God when they stand
Amen.
Before Him.
That's right.
But I do fear that many of us will regret not serving Him more when we meet Him at the judgment seat of Christ. You see, He's a speaking Lord. He's still talking. And I'm minded of what Jeremiah 37:17 said. Then Zedekiah, the king, sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Jeremiah went through a very dark time in his own life, but yet on the other side of that, he said there's still word from God.
Amen.
It was as a fire down the midst of him, and thank God he could not stay. And he said there's still a word from God. Can I just remind you, the devil does everything he can to put the fire out. He does everything he can to try to hinder us and oppose us in the service of God. But can I just remind you tonight, there's one greater than the devil.
Amen.
Thank God the Lord is still on the throne. They're still speaking. And thank God He can speak to you this week personally if you just desire to hear the voice of God. I was talking to a preacher yesterday in the meeting we was in, and I made this statement. They said, "We're not seeing many preachers called to the ministry in these days. We're not seeing a great multitude of people being saved in these days, life-changing, saved by the grace of God." And I said, "It's not that God's not speaking. He's still speaking. Problem is, nobody's hearing. God's still calling people to ministry just like He always has, but there's not enough people hearing Him enough to heed Him."
Right.
Same thing about salvation. He's still dealing with sinners. I mean, listen, the gospel's going forth. I look at the means of the radio God's blessed you with on this side of Kentucky. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. What a wonderful thing that is to get the light and the truth out for the glory and the honor of God. Praise His holy name. I can remember Psalm 43 and verse 3, which is on your pulpit, because that became kind of the motto of my radio ministry, because we have the Gospel Light radio broadcast. Brother Reeves Jones has started that about 45 years before I came to the church, and so we're over 50 years broadcasting the Gospel Light. Now I say hallelujah. Getting the gospel out through the radio. Thank God, through the internet, the worldwide internet. It's until tonight who may hear the service by the means of the internet tonight and hear that there's still a God that's on the throne. Still able to save. What wonderful means. God's Word's still going forth, but people have to hear Him and they have to heed Him if they're going to get the help they need. He's not going to irresistibly make you. He's going to speak to you. I'm glad He's persuasive. But you still have to be willing to come to God and take Him at His Word. I will say tonight, He is a speaking Lord. He's still speaking His Word. And I'm glad for you and I. We know tonight we have the Word of God in that 1611 King James Bible. The English speaking people. I want to say thank God I have a Bible tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad I have God's Word. And I praise Him. Well, He's a staying Lord that's still on the throne. He's always present. See, the thing about our Lord, Hebrews 13:5-6 said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, 'I will never leave thee nor forsake thee,' so that we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.'" Now in Hebrews 13, we know the Bible's talking about our conversation, our lifestyle, our manner of living is not to be with covetousness. We're not to live our lives always coveting what other people have been blessed by God to have. And He talks about moving from the subject of not being covetous to being content. And the key to contentment is revealed in the fact that Christ is with us. You see, the true treasure is not how much money you have in the bank. It's not how nice a car you drive. It's not how nice a house you live in. It's not how many toys that you can accumulate in life. Because see, the day you die, all that will be left behind. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, none of those things will aid me one bit. But I'm thankful, hallelujah, the one that David said would be there with him in Psalm 23, when he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, will be there with me. Hallelujah, I found the true treasure in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He is beyond measure in His riches that's extended to you and I. I bless the good name of my Savior tonight. I'm thankful that He sticks around. He's going to stay with us through it all, through the good times and the bad times. In sickness and in health, when we're up and when we're down, I'm thankful the Lord will never forsake us and He will not fail us.
Amen.
I'm mindful of a changing of the guard that was going to take place in the Word of God in the early days of the book of Joshua. Moses had been the valiant leader of the children of Israel, a great leader that God had used all those years. But Moses knew that his time of leading the children of Israel was coming to a conclusion. God gave him insight into who would lead the children of Israel after that. And Joshua, he was to be a blessing to Joshua before the congregation of the children of Israel. But yet we know that Moses charged Joshua the Lord to be with him.
Yes, sir.
But then when Moses died, he was charged by another voice. The Lord Himself reminded Joshua that you don't have to worry. Be of good courage. Because He said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. You know what that means? He said, I'm going to be right there with you, Joshua. Every step of the way, I'm there with you. Hallelujah. And listen, the devil will try to lie to you and tell you the Lord's forgot you and the Lord's forsook you. But can I just remind you, if you're saved by the grace of God, He's a Lord that's never going to leave and never going to forsake you. When I can't see Him, thank God He's still there. When I can't track Him, I can still trust Him tonight. Thank God He's a staying Lord that when you get saved by the grace of God, He's not going to walk off one day.
That's right.
Friends will forsake you. Church members will leave you. Family will leave by the way of the grave. And oftentimes our heart will be broken through this thing of people leaving our lives in one way or another. But the good news is we have a Savior that's not leaving. He's a staying Lord tonight. And then in closing in the message, I want to say tonight, He's still on the throne. We have a soon coming Lord tonight.
Amen.
You see, we're closer tonight to the coming of Christ and the rapture of the church than we've ever been. I'm very thankful tonight that I'm looking and I'm listening every day for the coming of our Lord and Savior,
Amen,
Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are going to be raised first. And then we which are alive remain going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There's a soon coming Lord that's sitting on the throne tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm anticipating the coming of the Lord. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm listening for the shout tonight. Jesus is going to come. Listen, friend, we're not having to wait and wonder about this and that and all these things coming to pass before He comes. It's an imminent return. Thank God Jesus is coming again. He's soon coming. But my question is tonight, Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul is dealing in the past tense in Titus 2 verse 11 when he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. God made this plan of salvation available to the world. And then he deals with the present truth about the Christian life. He talks about how that we are to live a godly life, soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. God said, my intention for you that's saved is that you live godly, not in the world to come. You'll be godly in the world to come. But that you live godly now.
That's right.
Like the Lord now. Why do we need revival? Because we're not enough like Him.
That's right.
Yep. There's still enough of the old Tommy and me that I need revival where the Lord can get the dross out of my life. Where I'll be more like Him and less like me. I pray this week that we'll leave the meeting less like ourselves and more like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That we'll be more conformed to the image of His Son because He is coming. And then we're reminded in verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of thee great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking tonight?
Amen.
For Jesus to come. I'll say this in conclusion of the message. I'm afraid a lot of times, if we're honest about it, Satan is such a master manipulator. He's so good at getting our attention on everything else that we really lose sight of what we really ought to be looking at. I don't know how it is in your life, but I know how it is in my life. And it's like a broken record, especially being a pastor and even being a dad and living in the world that you and I live in today. I'm telling you, we're living in different days. These are difficult days and dark days. But I want to tell you, God's still on the throne.
Amen.
He's still there for us. He's still able to do anything that He's ever promised He could do in this church age. He's still able to do it all.
Amen.
That's how great God is tonight.
Amen.
We can trust Him. We can lean on Him. We can look to Him. But I know how it is in my own life. I get cumbered about with the many cares of life. And sometimes busy serving. And it's good to be busy serving God. But can I tell you, Jesus was being busy served by one lady. But it was the other lady chose the needful part. She got to His feet and worshiped. Here's what happens to me sometimes. I get so busy serving, and I get so busy looking at all the distracting things that Satan's doing.
Yep.
Who's not at revival?
Yep.
The difficulties of the day, the hardships, the struggles.
Yep.
And I get so focused on that I begin to lose sight. He's coming.
Amen.
And He's on His throne.
Amen.
And He's still able. And I don't have to live my life doubtful and distressed.
Right.
I can live my life trusting God and believing God. Instead of looking at the obstacles,
right,
start looking at opportunities.
Yes.
That loved one that says, I'm not going to go to church with you.
Yep.
Look at that as an opportunity for God to work.
Amen.
There are probably people sitting in the service tonight that at one time, you as that individual that said, I'm not going to go to revival. But one day, you had a change of heart.
Amen.
God worked in the circumstances. God worked through conviction. God worked through all those times people pleaded with you, shared the Word of God with you, and God, the Holy Ghost, began dealing with your heart, and you responded to His dealings. You showed up at church.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost kept knocking on your heart's door. Somewhere along the way, you came to Him, a bankrupt, broken sinner. Wept your way at the foot of the cross, guilty, and said, I want out of this life.
Amen.
I want you to save me from my sin.
Yep.
Not save me so I can go on sinning.
No.
Save me from my sin.
Amen.
A lot of people in these days believe you can get saved and then your life just never changes. I don't believe that.
No.
I believe you get saved. I believe you're saved forever, for time and eternity, if you get saved. But I believe the problem is there are a lot of people that ain't never been saved.
Right.
Have you been saved? Have you looked to Him in salvation?
Amen.
And are you looking for Him in His soon appearing?
Amen.
And are you looking to Him tonight to be a servant and to live your life to glorify God?
Amen.
Tonight He's still on the throne. Whatever the Lord's dealt with you about tonight, I trust you'll do business with the Lord on this first night of revival effort. Wouldn't it be great to get in on the first night?
Amen.
Get things right in our life. And get a renewed focus on the fact our God is able tonight. We don't want to live our life in doubt of saying, can God? We want to live as Dr. Harold Seitler preached so many years ago, God can.
Amen.
God can. Amen. God can tonight. If I can just tell you one thing out of tonight's message, He's still on the throne and He can.
Amen.
Whatever that entails in your life, He can tonight.
Yes.
Brother Ken, he put up a radio station in Mexico. God can.
Yes, He can.
God can do that.
Amen.
Can God just out of nowhere take care of a big debt that piles up because of a lightning strike? By the way, I believe God is such a supreme God. I believe He's in charge of the lightning strike where it hits.
Exactly.
He knew where it hit, He knew what it'd do, and He knew how He'd take care of it.
Amen.
He just wanted His people to trust and believe Him. Look what He's done.
Amen.
I give Him the glory. I'm going to ask you, Pastor, to come give the invitation tonight. Thank you for allowing us to come. It's been our honor to be here this first night. God's using many people to pray for this meeting. Our church back home is praying for the meeting.
Amen.
Dr. Joe Bryant was in the meeting with me the last 2 weeks. I love him. He said, hey, he's praying for you. He loves this church. Dr. Larry Wells said he's praying for the meeting. Thank God for my friends.
Amen.
Brother Tommy Wentzel, Texas, praying for the meeting. Ain't you glad we have people along the way that'll invest in what God's doing this week at Madisonville for the glory of God? Pastor, you come and let's just respond to the Lord as God has bid us to respond to him.